cutting edge guests, awesome uncensored jaw-dropping information, plus funny memes, good deeds, and loads of laughter. Kind of have it all. Ladies and gentlemen, if your soul's awake, then welcome, because you're in the right place. Hey, good day to you, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Sovereign Soul Program, a show which stands for love, levity, and liberty, because after all, love is the most powerful force in the universe, and laughter's the best medicine, especially covering serious topics in all matters, ancient, current, and quantum and financial, right? I'm your host, Brad Wozniak. We have an incredible show here for you today. Coming back to the show is Dr. Kirk Elliott, 2 times PhD, an economist, and a spiritual theologian. And what he's going to share with you right now on the show is how to protect and skyrocket your savings in the greatest wealth transfer in all of human history. And that's not putting it lightly, folks. We'll come up with a few stats here to share with you anything that might have been hidden in the media that you've not been able to find yet, that just in the last 14 days, it's just mind-boggling. For those of you, for the first time that are hearing this on Spotify, podcast, Apple Podcast, or live watching on YouTube, BitChute, or Rumble, I want to welcome you here to the show. The purpose for having this is to help generate powerful and positive impacts in both your life, those of your loved ones, and the community around you, and for humanity. My purpose, expressly my soul's purpose, is sharing these truths and laughs and love with you to help us foster a greater world as we fight back against evil and we continue to propel forth in the golden age of humanity and evil's on the ropes. It is round 10, folks, and here we are. So first of all, massive thank you to the whistleblowers, digital warriors, the citizen soldiers, the healthcare heroes, the benevolent law enforcement and military, powerful parents, the divine masculine protectors, and divine feminine guardians tuning in. Your efforts to fight for the sovereignty of all souls here and now, it has not been for naught. Keep it up. As a former Canadian infantry soldier trained as a peacekeeper to fight against genocide and tyranny, who also spent a few summers hopping out of helicopters fighting wildfires in the Ontario, the Yukon, I've had to continue to calling to serve the greater good. It's in my blood. It's the core of my family. Both my parents, both sides of their families are immigrants to Canada. They fled the Nazis in World War I and World War II, and they and their families soldiered up, put on uniform, and went back to fight for freedom against the Nazi tyranny, which we are all facing here and now. And my younger sister in Ottawa is still being of great service to the world right now too. So we're talking about patriotism. We're talking about being on either. It's not the party of Republican or Democrat, or if you're in Canada, Liberals and NDPs. It is the party of for humanity, for sovereignty and freedom and love and peace, or you're for freaking death and destruction and tyranny. That's literally where we are, folks. So here we are. One of those capabilities that allows you to be free is sovereign freedom from a financial standpoint, as well as your medical and health security. And Dr. Elliott joins us again because, my God, goodness, Dr. Elliott, here's where we are. We have just yesterday, the US and the euro dollar at parity for the first time in like 2 decades. We have a gigantic RICO case against JP Morgan Chase and Bank of America. And the word is in reports out of the UK that Goldman Sachs and Merrill Lynch are tied together for price fixing gold and silver, intentionally driving down the price and keeping it down for years. Sri Lanka's collapsed. Reports from Germany that they're about to collapse. There's bank runs in China for 3 months since April. People haven't been able to get their money out of the banks. And we just saw videos yesterday on one of my shows, Dr. Elliott, where they were literally beating the deposit holders in the streets. So we know what happens from a communist standpoint when people want to try to take their money out of the banks. We just had 4 days of people being locked out of the banks in Canada. We have bank warnings of a collapse here in the United States. Just last Thursday, JP Morgan Chase sent a notification to everybody who has a deposit holder with them that they may not be able to get into their accounts. You shared with us on our show 2-3 weeks ago that JP Morgan Chase, Bank of America failed their FDIC stress test exams. Wall Street whistleblowers are now shunning the wokeness of Wall Street. They're screaming that sky is falling. Yes, we are in depression, which is what you, Dr. Elliott, you've been saying for over a year based on the economic analysis. The numbers didn't lie. And we are in the midst of an economic deluge where those who do not prepare will be swept off in a tsunami of a cashless society, the tyranny, something like we've never before seen. So really, folks, before Dr. Kirk comes on and he's here, those who do prepare, just know that there's a great pot of gold and precious metals at the end of this rainbow, because people who prepare and are in the know, they could literally become the kings of newfound fortunes in the next year to 2 years, simply by playing it smart. And folks are now screaming that's the price of silver, the 20 roughly dollar an ounce where we're seeing it today, could go to $600 to $1,000 an ounce in the next 24 months. Whew. All right, Dr. Elliott, here we are. Woo, let's bring it.
Well,
how you doing, sir? Welcome back from being on the road and rubbing elbows with some of the top people in the Patriot movement worldwide. And thank you for that. We can get into that later on the show if you choose, but we'll talk about the finance right now. Thank you for being here and making time out of your busy schedule, my friend.
No, it's, I mean, you're so welcome. And, you know, I was in Nashville last night and got to have dinner with a couple of, you know, just amazing heroes, right? Charlie Ward, Juan O'Savin, John Michael Chambers at American Media Periscope. I mean, just an incredible time. And then, and I was right before that, I was in Virginia Beach with Clay Clark at his event, and got to meet with David Stacey Whited from Flyover Conservatives and Scott McKay and you know, a bunch of the people where I support their shows, right? It's just an awesome thing to be able to be kind of the backbone. I'm not the lightning rod, right? I'm not the tip of the spear. They are. But when we can help keep their amazing voices out there, it's just an honor and a blessing and just a cool time to be alive. Because okay, here's the thing. People call me every single day, hundreds of times a day, right? Yeah. 99% of the time, what's the gist of the call? They're paralyzed with fear. Paralyzed. And this is American. People shouldn't be paralyzed for fear, right? But yet they are. And here's the really cool thing about what we do. And so they call in, they heard me talk on a show like I'm talking on yours right now. We're talking about the economy. And they know that there's hope in that message. There's hope for a solution where we can thrive and not have to settle for surviving. So we go over strategies for success. And here's the really cool thing that I wanted to say. You know this, and you can feel it, and you can sense it because your intuition is very strong, right? You can hear a smile. You can actually hear it over the phone. And it is the most amazing experience to when somebody is paralyzed and gripped by fear, which generally causes inaction,
right,
to just talk to them, hear their dreams, understand them, put together a strategy for success, and feel the energy on that call shift and feel that financial anxiety melt away and hear that smile. There's nothing better. There's nothing better. But here's the thing, because if we don't need to sensationalize the bad news, it's bad. It just is what it is, right? So today, for example, inflation numbers came out. They're at 9.1%. So last month they were 8.5. The month before that, they were 8.3, right? So going from 8.5 to 9.1, that's a huge increase. How huge is it? So, I mean, that's a 0.7%, you know, difference from what it was a month before. Divide that into it. That's a 7% increase in the growth rate of inflation in 30 days.
Yeah.
Extrapolate that out for 12 months.
Annualize it. Yep.
Annualize it. 84% rate of growth of inflation.
Inflation.
So,
yeah.
If inflation started at 8.5% last month, you multiply that times 1.84, you get what the number would be a year from now, right? That's about 49% inflation.
Yeah.
That's insane, right? But that's not the true level, because Clinton changed the way they measured inflation in 1996. So multiply that times 2.8, we're looking at about over 140% true inflation a year from now, staying on this existing trend. So that's not even pie in the sky trying to project into the future. This is just the trend that we're on right now with this growth rate, right? So it's no wonder that 2 months ago, the Fed raised rates 0.25 point to try to slow down inflation.
Yeah.
Then 1 month ago, it went up to 0.5%. And then it went up to 0.75%. This month, they're probably going to do another 0.75% again, right? So whenever you add, it's not just that they're adding interest, the rate of growth of the interest is growing and increasing, right? They've lost control. So they know that they can't fix this inflationary mess that we're in with normal monetary policy. So now what? Now we're talking about global financial resets. We're talking about just starting over, right? We're talking about all kinds of big, scary things to the markets, which is part of the reason why the markets are not doing well. Now, I'm not talking about gold and silver market. I'm talking about the stock and bond market right now.
Yep.
Year to date, the S&P 500 is down about 27%. We're 6 months into the year, right? So that we're on pace for a 54% correction year. What about the NASDAQ? Well, it's down 39% year to date. We're on pace for a 78% correction.
Right. Just to break
on this existing
trend. Just to break even. If all things being equal.
This is right just now. The trend. Mm-hmm. This isn't anything extra, right?
Right.
So, about 4 or 5 months ago, Ed reported that David Stockman, who was Reagan's director of the budget. It's not a small budget. It's the budget of the United States. It's not your family budget. It's not mine, right? This is a big budget, right? Yeah. Well, he said with all the excesses going into the markets, all the stimulus money, all the money that's been printed by the Fed, he was expecting an 80% correction, and people thought he was smoking crack. It's like, you got to be joking. 80%? He said, yeah, that's just what the numbers tell us. Mm-hmm. So right now we're on pace for what? 78% in a year. His numbers weren't too far off. But here, if you look at a chart of the S&P 500 and just do it like a 10-year chart, right? You're going to see it has ups and downs, and it's been growing. But there was a time frame from 2005 to 2012 where it kind of consolidated. It just, it just went, up and down, up and down, up and down, and went sideways. Mm-hmm. Well, that's the base, right? So then it went parabolic. It started to go straight up, and we saw this amazing growth in the stock market. Where does the stock market correct when it wants to correct? It finds that base, wherever that base was. That's where it'll bounce off to. That's the technical bottom. And then it goes up again from there. So where is that technical bottom? 8 to 12,000 is that range on the Dow. We're like 30,000, right? That's a huge, like we're pushing another 50 to 80% correction from where we are right now.
Right.
And I'm not a technical guy. I could care less about charts, but what I wanted, but people call and ask me every day, where is it going to go? It's like, all right, well, you have to look at the charts. But to me, the fundamentals drive everything. What are the fundamentals? Unsustainable debt, inflationary pressures, political chaos, geopolitical conflict. All of those are pointing towards downward momentum for the stock market, upward momentum for gold and silver. So when you look at that, is the fundamentals always are the trump card. They always are. Mm-hmm. Technicals can come and go. I don't really care, because fundamentals always cause things to grow or to shrink. And when I look at those, we don't have any good fundamentals moving forward. So how bad is it getting though? I mean, it's not just here domestically, but if you look, and you alluded to it in your monologue here at the beginning, China's having a bank run on their banks. Mm-hmm. As bad as we think it is here, they're worse. They have way more debt than we do, right? And so they're planning bail-in measures where Chinese citizens might not even be able to get their money at all, period. Banks will shut down, right? And so when banks are so thinly capitalized, right? They don't have a lot of money on hand. It doesn't take too much to cause a bank run. And we're starting to see that in China, right? Yeah. So what comes next? Mm-hmm. If you were to have something like that, well, the government can't let bank after bank after bank after bank go under. So they go to an inflate or die scenario, right? They're going to try to print their way out of it, which causes even more inflation. It causes the problem to get worse. Well, this is where we are. So they've started to come up with solutions. By they, I'm talking about the Fed. I'm talking about the government, right? So what's their solution? Central bank digital currency, which stinks because it's all about Big Brother. It's all about people control, right? But that's what they want. That's their solution. It's not going to fix anything. So, but they realize, what comes after economic contraction? Every politician does. And what is it? It's social chaos, mm-hmm. right? It's upheaval, it's riots, it's protests. It's when mommies and daddies can't afford to feed their babies, it gets ugly in the streets, right? And so we're seeing this happen in Zimbabwe right now, again. I mean, they had this not too long ago in 2020, which is what, 2 years ago? They had like 1,000,000% inflation. It was out of this world. They know particularly well what happens during an inflationary time frame. Their society collapsed.
Yeah.
So they went from like a million, and then the beginning of the year, their inflation came down to like 800%. It's like, that's what it came down to, right? So then they got it a little bit under control through different policy mechanisms and so forth. And it got down to 60% a couple months ago. But in May, that jumped up to 149. And then in June, their inflation was up over 190% again. So what did they do? They realized they're only 2 years off of 1,000,000% inflation, right? They do not want what happened to society to happen now. So what did they do? They issued gold as a valid option for their constituency, for their citizens, because then the exact quote from their reserve bank was, we want to give our people something that has a stable value.
Yep.
What's inherent in that comment? That their currency is not stable value, mm-hmm. right? That's the flip side of that coin. So they're now de facto offering gold in addition to their currency. Russia did the same thing, except a little bit more. They actually backed their currency with gold about 60 days ago. So so what's worse than social chaos during an election year? Pretty much nothing, right? So they will do whatever they can do to try to maintain peace and order and safety in the streets. This is why I think countries around the world are starting to look at gold as a viable backing to their currency to add transparency, accountability, and so forth. So this is the biggest news that your viewers will watch, I think, all year. Wow. So in 1971, Nixon closed the gold window.
Mm-hmm.
You know, basically saying, you have to look back, because people always call and complain about Nixon to me. It's like, Nixon was horrible. Look what he did. When he closed the gold window, it caused inflation to run amok. Yes, it did. But why did he close it? There's always another side to the story, right? So France wanted payment of the debt that we owed them in gold instead of US dollars. That was their request. They didn't want our stinking currency. They wanted gold. So what did Nixon say? It's like, we actually want that gold. Let's close the gold window for international settlement so we can keep it and we'll pay them our stinking dollars, right? So I would have done the same thing if I were Nixon. That's like, I'd want to keep something that's of value, right? So that's been the law that's on the books in the US code since the early 1970s. Okay, fast forward to today. July 6th, a week ago, the House met and they went into the US code. And 12 USC section 94A and 94A to 95B, two sections. What did they do? They didn't just modify it. They omitted it. They deleted those sections. What did those sections say? I mean, this is key. So 12 USC 95A to 95B was deleted. Here's the language. Relates to the regulation of transactions in foreign exchange of gold and silver, property transfers, vested interest, enforcement and penalties. It was omitted.
Yeah.
So what did they just do? They just paved the way for a gold-backed currency.
Yeah.
Because right now, what are international settlements traded in? Whatever the currency is.
Mm-hmm.
If they couldn't use gold or silver for payment and it was backing a currency, how could we ever have a gold-backed currency? We couldn't. It would have been against the law.
Yeah.
But now, as of July 6th, and this law came into effect, it actually became law on July 10th, so just a few days ago, they paved the way for a gold-backed currency. So now you can use the currency that's backed by gold to pay off international settlements.
Yep.
This is amazing. So why is that, though? Why, when policymakers have been poo-pooing gold forever, was this coincidence that they took it out? Maybe, maybe not. We don't know. We don't know the reason why they took it out. All we know is that they took that language out. Paved the way for the dollar to be backed by gold. See, when you've got the BRICS nations right now, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, what are they doing? They have de facto backing of gold of their currency.
Mm-hmm.
China has the largest reserves in the world, right? Russia has its currency backed by gold. South Africa is one of the largest mining countries in the world of gold. So every one of those countries basically has gold backing technically speaking, behind their currency. They're vying to be the monetary superpower of the world, right? And I hate to say it because I'm American and I want the dollar to be strong, but it's not. How can I say that the lowly ruble is a stronger currency than the US dollar? Because it is. Because it's backed by gold. It actually means something, right? So this trend is going to continue on. And I know that it's going to continue on because the House just omitted two important sections in the US code that said no international settlements in gold and silver. We don't care anymore what people think. We're going to actually allow for gold and silver to be used. That's what they're omitting those sections did for us. So everybody who invests in gold or silver, when these dominoes are starting to fall, when these puzzle pieces are going together, and we're starting to see right underneath our nose everything that we've been talking about for like a year plus, right? It's happening. So my encouragement to everybody watching this show, gobble up as much silver and gold as you possibly can. Because I think in a time of inflation, when the stock market's poised for even more correction, really might be the only thing that saves your bacon. And I'm not saying it's the greatest thing since sliced bread. Some point down the road, we're going to want to sell our gold or silver and go into the next undervalued asset class and being in the right place at the right time. But for now, there is no better option on the planet for safety, asset preservation, and growth all coupled into one than actually silver. It's the number one asset in the world right now.
It's amazing. It's amazing. And I mean, it was just a few months ago, weeks actually, we were talking about the projection of it could be 3 to 5 times growth silver where it is by the end of this year in 7 months time.
Yeah.
Now people are saying it could be 10 to 100 times that in the next 24 months. And all the indices are there. And folks, I've had offline conversations with a few folks that have watched our program. And they're like, okay, so remind me again, what does it mean about the dollar and the gold back standard? And I said, well, just remember that scene from Dumb and Dumber where they had got the Lamborghini and you open the suitcase at the end and it's got a bunch of IOUs. And they're like, 250,000 Lamborghini, that IOU, good as gold, right? It's not, right? That was Dumb and Dumber. It's just a paper IOU that will be backed by something which isn't, right? You might as well put it up in smoke. Now it's backed by gold. And then we also saw, my goodness, there was a report that came out last week. I think it was July 7th, right after they removed that and amended it from the code. $35 trillion in gold was bought in the month of June, primarily by central banks. $35 trillion being gobbled up. And it was right before the July long weekend, Dr. Elliott, that the U.S. Mint informed all 27 of the resellers that they were slashing their gold production by 50%, by half. So my goodness. And you had shared just recently on one of your updates that, you know, there is more higher demand for silver than we can actually get out of the ground now, including everything that's going on with silver, whether it's in windshields of cars and in our LCD screens or in our phones and whatnot. So it's really great. It's really great. And I appreciate that too. We've got your page up here because we've had a few people that continue to ask. Actually, I just had another friend that referred directly here from Canada yesterday because my goodness, you know, Canadians want to flee as well with their cash from the country because we know that the banks are collapsing and they've sold it all off here. And we'll go here to KirkElliottPhD.com/soul and beautiful website. You can fill out the form on there and you can have a free consultation about your investment portfolio or your savings as well. And you've helped everybody from grandmothers from $300 in savings in their account to you've got clients that are billionaires, we're clients. And that's how we came across you and spent months just really feeling you guys out. It was really an enjoyable experience as a client. And so very, very grateful and honored that we can share your message with everybody here too.
Well, thank you so much for those kind words. It's our passion. It's what we were created, gifted, and anointed to do, right? It's like everybody has a calling in their life. I'm not a mechanic. I'd break your car worse than it was before you gave it to me, right? But when it comes to finances, this is what we do. And safeguarding people's portfolios. And that's, to me though, that's a transaction, right? That's, you have to buy to get into a trend, you sell to get out of one. But for our firm, life happens in between the bookends of those transactions. It's relationship, because it's not just enough to be in the right place at the right time. You have to understand why you're in the right place at the right time, because that's the only thing that will start to melt away any financial anxiety that you have over time. So we'll hold your hand through it. We'll let you know when it's time to buy, sell, reallocate, get out of Dodge, do whatever needs to be done, right? And every single week, like clockwork, we send out a video commentary where I talk about what I'm seeing politically, economically, what we should be careful of, what we should be joyful about, right? All of that. Because then what do we have? Peace of mind. Right. And when people put their heads down on the pillow at night, they realize I've done just what's right for me. I'm not too much, not too little, just right. And I'm working with a team of like-minded people who are very heart forward, faith connected with them. And this is how we want to do life, is thriving, because that's what God created us for, was to thrive, not just survive. Mm-hmm. Right. So with all of that, people have to realize investing isn't just looking at a chart. Investing isn't listening to CNBC and having Jim Cramer tell you, you know, the best stock to buy for the day, right? Mm-hmm. It's putting the political, economic puzzle pieces together, blending that with the social dynamics of the world that we're living in. And that'll give us, with more clarity and certainty, what's going to go up, what's going to go down, what the trend is that we're on, and we just allocate into it, right? There's a lot to it, but it's not rocket science either. It's just understanding how politics and economics play well together in the sandbox, or don't play at all. And that's what we do for people to really protect and preserve everything you've worked your whole life to accumulate.
Yeah.
Right now, that happens to be gold and silver.
Yeah. Yeah, it certainly does. I mean, stocks are toxic. You've been saying that, shouting it from the rooftops for roughly a year now. And finally, those who've shunned Wall Street, finally, those other people are going, oh yeah, you know what? Stocks are toxic. We need to go into other things. I'd like to explain the snapback on silver for those who have just joined us for the first time ever and why that is. And I'll give you a quick abbreviation from my side, folks. So for the last many thousands of years, the trade of ratio allocated of gold to silver is roughly 20 to 1, right? 1 ounce of gold is worth 20 silver coins. All right. Now it's roughly around 86 to 1, I believe it was today.
Yeah.
And just if you only take one data point out of the many that have been presented here between Dr. Elliott and I, let's just take the RICO case. All right. That is the racketeering under the organized crime unit of the Department of Justice, where they have found, and Dr. Elliott has shared here multiple times, that there is a $32 trillion shorts and derivatives trades against precious metals by JPMorgan Chase, Bank of America, and those other ones we mentioned earlier. And they are suppressing and keeping those prices down, because what they're trying to do is lure you in, get the money from you in their investment funds and mutual funds and ETFs. And then they turn around, they make the money on their position, right? They drive it down, bring it up, and play the yo-yo game. Well, that's under massive investigation. It's gone outside the United States. It goes globally. So let's just say for one data point that, and it's in court right now, it was on Bloomberg for all those people looking for data points and news analysis, just July 6th in Bloomberg. And there's no question that they're guilty. They're literally just parsing this out. And I think, Dr. Elliott, it was you, or maybe it was one of the articles I had read, that just the repayment alone in a RICO case from what has been stolen is three times the amount of what was stolen. They can't cover that. The banks can't cover that. The worth of their stock can't cover it. So what's going to happen, right? They go for tits up is the explanation. And by the way, that was for cows. You know, I grew up in farming country. So they're like, cow is tits up. If you see a cow die, that's what it is. So please don't get triggered by that, everybody. And so that's what's going to happen, right? That's coming down the pipe. It's on the wall. The writing's on the wall. So if that just one point happens over the next few weeks or months and the RICO case tips, and they finally find them, that suppression comes off that price. So if you're at 85 to 1, it does go back. It slingshots to 20 to 1. You have just made 300% of your investment value by virtue of that case being proven out and that suppression coming off based on what they're providing in court. Just that one data point, let alone regardless of everything else that Dr. Elliott shared here. So it's massive. It's huge. This is not smoke and hope and smoke and mirrors. it's real data, it's economics, it's analysis, it's numbers. And then it's looking, like Dr. Elliott said, at the socioeconomics of it, right? The philosophy, what's going on, the psychology that plays into market sell-offs and fear and panic buying, and then pulling it together. And everything is going to precious metals backed currencies as well as cryptocurrencies. So that's why it's really key. I believe that people need to be in silver. And as you mentioned, then you go to gold when that kind of comes up, and then potentially there might be another extrapolation, the like elastic band, it stretches a bit and maybe then it goes back. And then all of a sudden you go into another investment if necessary. And that's what Dr. Elliott's firm can do for you. That's my little summation there. How did that go?
You said it better than I could have said it. You did a great job.
I learned from the master, right? Grasshopper, yeah. Master son. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Well, great. Well, thank you very much for your time. Once again, Dr. Elliott and folks, you know, here is that page. And the entire time that we've been going through this, the interview, you can see it scrolling KirkElliottPhD.com/soul. It'll also be in the comments, in the description of the program. And if you're hearing it auditorily on the MP3, you can just give his office a call. Right at the number on the screen, the Zoom is kind of covering it for me. Can you just give the shout out to your phone number to the office, Dr. Oh, there we go. Excuse me. 720-605-3900. That's 720-605-3900. If you're driving, you just want to punch it in the phone, give them a holler right now. Cool. Well, any final words as we sign off here today and let you move forward and crush it as your firm is just exploding with great growth and great people as well?
We are exploding, and it's like, give us a call. Don't let fear paralyze you to inaction. If it does, then you should be scared, quite honestly, because if you don't change when the economy changes, well, you will kind of sink with the ship, sadly, right? But you don't have to. That's the point. So right. Take that leap of faith. I know it's a scary thing because you can say, oh, I'm going to call Kirk. I've never met him before. I'm just, you know, taking a recommendation from Brad, right? So, but call us. And take that leap of faith and just watch what starts to happen. Like everybody else, that fear and anxiety starts to melt away.
Thank you for that. And as a reminder, folks, I said in the beginning with the tsunami example, and to Dr. Elliott's point, is you either are watching the tide go out and you see what happens with people in a tsunami. They like to post and those people get crushed, even though the sirens are going off, run away from the shores. The sirens are going off right now. You see it in Sri Lanka. You've seen it in Zimbabwe. Argentina is at 60% inflation. You just heard that America is on track for another 84% inflation over the next several months by the end of this year. So sirens are going off. These are the sirens. These are the warning signs. And either people can choose to be swept off in a tsunami, or you're prepared. You move forward. You feel that smile and that faith over the phone with Dr. Elliott or one of his team members. And you could very well potentially with this and all these economic indices are that the kings of newfound fortunes will be in precious metals. And you're simply by playing it smart, by reallocating somewhere else where the world is going, central banks as well. All right, not a pipe dream. It's already happened. So folks, thank you very much for tuning in. Dr. Elliott, thank you as well for sharing with us your critical time. And everybody, please like, subscribe, share this with other people, because we want to save as many people so they don't get swept out to sea by that tsunami, that they are able to raise their fortunes and protect their savings, their hard earnings. Thank you, everybody. Have a wonderful day. I'm Brad Wozni. Thank you for listening to the Sovereign Soul Show. Cheers. Thanks for joining us on the program, ladies and gentlemen. Please like, follow, subscribe, share this with 9 friends and family. And of course, if you enjoy our blinged Buddha firing red pills from his 9mm, let us know.